Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's rare that we get a chance to talk to a third base coach, Bruce.
Not only a third base coach, but one of the best in the game, Brian Butterfield of the Chicago Cubs. Nice enough to pick up the phone and join us on Inside the Clubhouse this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, fellas.
Butter, you know, obviously, you know, there's always a lot of questions about your expertise, which is certainly the base running and infield play.
Yeah, I undersold him as a third base coach.
Yes,
infield,
you did.
Infield defense, base running, whole bunch of stuff.
And just a positive influence all the way around. Brian, when you when we look at you know, some of the things that Addison Russell had gone through and the kind of the glitches that he has, a lot of people reflect back on the third base coach or the infield coach, but you know, things like with Addison, obviously, you know, he needed to go back and do a refresh. Talk to us a little bit about where he was at and what he has to accomplish when he goes back down.
Well, first and foremost, Bruce, I think that Addison, with the position switch, came into camp and he played very well defensively for us at second base. I was really pleased with the adjustments that he made. He's a tremendous athlete. He caught the ball. He was able to make the double play pivot. He was able to start the double play well. He's got lightning quick short area explosion to get to balls and take away hits. But it, as you said, the mental part of the game is so important for all these guys. And it's not just Addison. It's everybody on every team in this great league that we're blessed to be in. And, you know, he's gone through some things in his life. And we're just trying to make some corrections, and he's going to go down there with Marty Peavy and a great coaching staff in AAA, and he's going to work on the basics that guys learn when they first start playing pro ball, and that's, you know, concentration and focus and effort, and we expect that a short course with him having some success in AAA will get him back to where he needs to be mentally and help us go where we want to go.
For a lot of people, it's shocking when a guy who is an all-star shortstop and part of a world championship team to have gone through, you know, what we know off the field, certainly, but just the concentration factor and the fact that, you know, it's just not that easy to, you know, snap your fingers and say, okay, I'm back, I'm going to do it. As you pointed out very astutely at the beginning, there was a position change, so he had a wrap his head around not being the starting shortstop at the Chicago Cubs from the very beginning.
You know, it's amazing. You know, baseball is a slow game because there's so much downtime in between pitches. And you know, that's why games last as long as they do. But once that ball is put in play, you have to have rehearsed everything in your mind, the possibilities. You have to anticipate where the ball is going to go. You have to anticipate the situation as a base runner, when to be assertive and not as assertive. So, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about going forward and putting pressure on people, but there's also a lot of talk about when we're trailing four or five runs, that's the time to slow down. We'll go station to station. When we're leading by a big score, you know, make sure you get one out and slow the game down. Don't get greedy, but get outs and don't give them extra outs, and that will get us in the clubhouse as a winner. So there's so much that goes on, and it's so fast that sometimes these guys lose their way a little bit, and I know I do. I've got attention deficit disorder deluxe. So I think working on the mental aspects and staying with it for 3 hours, 4 hours is something that you have to practice on a daily basis. You know, it's not just practicing the daily skills of catching a ball, throwing, and hitting. It's really working on being detailed in your mind on every situation, anticipating and doing the right thing.
You've worked for a lot of great teams and organizations, from the Yankees to Arizona with Buck Showalter to the Red Sox with John Farrell for a long time. And now here, Have you seen a 25-year-old player be humbled like this and then focus better? Have you seen them get you know, mentally pushed around and maybe sent down and get better, improve on this level?
Yes, I have, and that's a great question. And the guy that I think of all the time was here with the Cubs, and that's Eric Kinski. And I'm bad on the dates. Whatever year, early 2000s, he was American League Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric is a tremendous person and a tremendous talent, and he had a good career. But he came back to camp after winning Rookie of the Year like some guys do when they think that the big leagues how do I put it? I don't want to shed him in a bad light, but maybe he didn't work as hard and didn't care for the rest of the league, because it's a great league and they make adjustments off of players, especially young players that have had success. They go right to the video and they go right to the books. They study that guy and try to find out its weaknesses. So Eric had a very humbling experience after being Rookie of the Year, where he struggled as a frontline player in Toronto for years after. And I think that humbled Eric enough where he became a great teammate and a really valuable piece to a lot of teams around baseball. And they required his services, and he ended up going to, I believe, 4 World Series.
Yeah, that's quite a turnaround. Brian Butterfield, the Chicago Cubs, their third base coach, joining us in Inside the Clubhouse. He's Matt. I'm Bruce. We're here for you every Saturday, 52 weeks out of the year, talking baseball on the Score. Brian, I'm not going to ask you about your team. That wouldn't be fair. But how often do major league hitters or guys on bases, how often is it that you think they miss signs? And again, we're not asking you about the Cubs. In general, is it common to miss signs, and is it something that you have to continually go over with guys?
It is. We try to spend each, every homestand reviewing signs. And to answer your question, I think when I first became a coach in the leagues, I was so worried about the other team getting my signs that my signs were too complicated. And we're trying to make the game as simple as possible because it's a very difficult game. So we've tried to eliminate as many signs as possible. And we've tried to make it as easy as possible. So I think that there aren't as many signs missed nowadays because they are so simplified. And now I've gotten to a point in my career where I tell them during spring training, look, I just want you guys to get the signs. So we've eliminated a couple things. And this is the way we're going to do it, and focus on just a couple of these things, and you'll never miss a sign. So I think for the most part, we've been pretty good as a team this year at getting signs. But in the past, when I first heard base, I could tell you there were missed signs, and that was due to the base coach out thinking himself, thinking that the rest of the league is going to get a sign, and his own team couldn't get a sign.
How often was that
a learning experience.
How often do they change these days, Brian, in that regard, I mean, people using cameras and Apple Watches and whatever else. How often do you have to change them?
Not as frequently as you would think. There's a simple adjustment to make if you do have to change your signs. Usually you have an indicator. And basically, if somebody's got them, it's very easy just to change your indicator. So we have had to do that in the past at different organizations that I've been with, but it's been a fairly simple adjustment where the players haven't had to think too much.
Brian, when it comes to fielding, how much of it is just helping the guys reboot and concentrate as you go through the long season, 200 games, including the spring training? How do you get their attention just to concentrate and do the simply, as Joe always puts it?
It's such a confidence game. You hear the players going through a season and going to a little bit of a hitting slump, and they try to make adjustments and get out of that slump. And it's the same thing that can happen with that glove in your hand. If you miss a couple or you end up throwing a ball away, sometimes that can play some games in a young man's head. So I think it's our job as coaches, whether it's hitting coach, pitching coach, is to try to stay upbeat. We're not in the position to ever panic when a guy is struggling or the team is struggling. We're in a position to uplift these guys. They're playing in front of a bunch of people every night, and it's such a demanding game, and it's such a game of failure that we have to stay on the positive side. And you know what? It's a fairly easy thing for us to do, and because we've been belief in athletes, and we have a lot of belief in these players that we currently have, and we know that they're going to go through some down times, whether it's offensively or defensively. You try to talk to them at the right time, and make some adjustments, and then you go full throttle.
You ever seen somebody with the baseball instincts and base running instincts like Javier Baez does? I mean, you've coached a lot of great players, but there's something very special about his awareness and his bravery / aggressiveness, isn't there?
You know, I hate heaping too much praise on him, but I've never seen a base runner like Javier. One of the conversations that he and I have from time to time is, just a couple minutes ago, there's times where he doesn't have to be as assertive, depending on the situation. So we let him go. He's on his own to steal bases. He's got great eyes to see the ball. All the great base runners have ever been around. Hardly ever used me. Great base runners that I've ever seen never used the third base coach going first to third. Now, the one time that we want them to definitely use old number 55 is when you're going second to home, because we don't want you turning your head back around. You've got to stay straight. But going first to third, he's tremendous. He's assertive. He's fearless. You know, a lot of the base running, the good base runners, have no fear. And the ones that struggle a little bit have that fear of running into an out, and they don't want to be embarrassed running into an out. And again, this is where the coaching comes in, where we try to get them to move forward. Don't worry about a play that happened. Flush it, move forward, and stay assertive.
Brian, Matt, and I appreciate your time. Thanks for picking up the phone. Good luck to you guys out of the ballpark. It's a tough group of games coming up here between the Brewers and the Cardinals, and we'll see you out at the ballpark. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thanks. Brian Butterfield of your Chicago Cubs, the third base coach.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.